Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild Ritter. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. freedomizerradio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on freedomizerradio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show right here on freedomizerradio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Fight to New World Order. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Monday, TGIM, everyone, another broadcasting week about to start for us. If you have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So it is Monday, so I think I have my co-host back here. I have Leslie joining us here. Leslie, sorry, I don't have any applause yet. I'm uploading a clip right now.
That is okay. I am just so happy to be back. I've missed being on air. I've missed you. I'm glad to be back. Very glad to be back.
I don't think anybody misses me too much, but thanks for coming in.
Well, I mean, you know, you're my friend, and I enjoy being cast with you.
Hi.
Well, we appreciate having you here.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
I don't know what kind of news you've been following lately, but we got a bunch of stuff to discuss.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now in the world. A lot of things going on here. A lot of vindication. Those of us that were against the shot, they're finally. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's being proven that we were right. It's so sad because every single day there's somebody that just died in their sleep or just fell over dead. It's just been a really, really tough time because the people that just went along and followed the science, and by the science I mean Anthony Fauci, not like real science, but they're really having a tough time because they've got heart problems. It's just really, really, really tough. So anyway, but I haven't been following a whole lot, but what I do know about is, you know, so.
So there's a Disney park that is giving discounts to people that have gene therapies.
Oh, well, I mean, we knew this, right? You know, have you been, oh my gosh, there's a lot to Disney that is not so wholesome.
Oh, when I was in Hawaii, the guy that was,
I
meant my friend's house. And do we have a guest on with us today?
No, we don't. I just, if you're going to bring somebody on, I would hope you at least know.
Yeah,
this way
I'm sitting at my friend's house, and he's just talking, and I guess he's not hearing anything other than what I'm saying. So
don't worry.
Hey. So, oh, look at that.
What?
Wow. So, look at what Disney's doing. I see that. That is really awful. I would just not go.
So, in other news, did you see who's purchasing Twitter?
No.
Or not Twitter. Now, Twitter is Elon Musk. Parler.
Yes. Oh, I did. Kanye is buying Parler. That is awesome. I think it's awesome. I think it would be pretty good. You know, I think he can keep the relevancy.
So, yeah, he's really become more outspoken lately.
I haven't got to hear most of that.
Well, he was on Tucker Carlson, and then everybody started canceling him after he went on Tucker Carlson, including Chase Bank.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
So they canceled his bank account.
And they make a lot of money off of him, but wow. Wow.
But what gets me, though, is you have all these people still that don't understand that this is what the mark of the beast is, where you can't sell and buy unless you do what the beast says.
Yeah, I think it's... You know, when I was writing a lot of the religious exemptions, I based it off of the Book of Revelation, and you're absolutely right. You can't sell, you can't buy, you can't. There's a lot of things you can't do. And here we are.
Hey, I need a couple minutes. If you, I could play a clip or I can let you talk.
You know what? I think I could talk.
All right.
Because I always have a lot to say.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, well, all right. I guess this is, not sure what we'll call this segment, but it is me, unfiltered, on the air. So I've been watching a lot of the news, especially the MSNBC, the CNN clip, where they are admitting that they took this experimental serum without understanding the implications. You know, there's so many of us that have been sounding the alarms on this. We've been talking about it being gene-altering, which it is. We've talked about it being toxic to the heart, which it absolutely is. There is no way it could not be toxic to the heart. We're watching as young people die, just fall down like dominoes. Because of heart-related issues, people are just not waking up. Sudden adult death syndrome is now a thing. And I hope this sheds some light to everyone about the root cause of sudden infant death syndrome, because it's the very same thing. It's all vaccine-related. And, It's damaging. And for those of you that have had to take it to keep your job, and there's so many people that just took it because they needed a job. They have jobs. I do remember the words of Dr. Peter McCullough, who, should Lauren Davis become the county judge in Dallas County, and I am all for her. If you feel like sending money to a candidate in Texas, if Texas is your backup plan in case your in case where you live isn't working out correctly, then it's a good idea to have a backup plan. And you know, if you feel like donating some money, donate it to Lauren Davis. Should she become the county judge for the county of Dallas, Dr. Peter McCullough would be in charge of the medical policy. And I think that is worth everything. So Dr. Peter McCullough, no, actually, I'm trying to think. Maybe it was Dr. Richard Fleming, and I think so, because I paid quite a bit of money to hear him speak. He was talking about using ivermectin because it strengthens the cell walls. And if you have this genetic information injected into you, it will continue to replicate within your cells, in your cell walls. And ivermectin strengthens your cell walls, and it can keep it from replicating. So you can use that. It'll help clear out the spike proteins, and it'll help clear that out. I'm wondering if ozone therapy, because I know ozone therapy will clear out spike proteins, and really think
I'm
that that's a very big
so
deal.
Know.
Oh, hey. Hey, glad to have you back.
Sorry, I had my bank called, so I had to answer that.
Yeah, are they canceling you? Are they going to fine you $2,500 like PayPal?
No, not this one.
Oh, okay, that's good. I use a small Texas bank.
Well, I have a credit union that's in three states.
Oh, that's really cool. Well, it makes sense. Your wife is a teacher. So, and really big props to her for surviving the teachers union assault regarding the shot.
Yeah, it sounds like Robert Francisco is losing badly now in Texas.
Ooh, I didn't even know that, you know, because I did read the newspaper and
I'm sorry.
I read the newspaper and it was Dallas Morning News, which is extremely liberal. I'm gonna look on 538 and see what Nate Silver.
So let me ask you here, and I'm not gonna play it right now, but you're pretty far behind on Broccoli Man, right?
I'm extremely far behind on Broccoli Man.
All right, we'll get a couple out of the way because you know. Mondays, I debut a new episode.
Oh, that's wonderful. Let me see what we have going on here. Wow. Okay. There we go. Here we go, September 29th, 2022. And I really don't care for him because he's such a rhino. But Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott is a massive rhino.
I don't.
Okay, so I'm looking. Yeah, I'm looking at this, and it really doesn't. It doesn't look like he's going to win.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to steal this election, but everybody is out there saying that Republicans are going to win about 80% of the seats out there.
Yeah.
So if there's some voter fraud, it's going to be blatantly obvious.
Yeah, I'm not exactly seeing the data here. It just says that it's a single-digit contest in the Texas gubernatorial race. This is as of, my birthday. he's made he's had record-breaking fundraisers. He's with Soros, so that's pretty disgusting. So I really don't see anything on 538 right now, which I really like for just the statistical analysis. Is January 6th, is everything over with January 6th?
Because
no, they're going to bring Trump in for next. Oh, Lord. Can we just get over this? Can we just go on?
Trump can't wait to get up there. Trump said he has no problem going up there and telling them what he thinks.
Okay. Oh, I love this story about the bodybuilder.
Yeah, that was kind of strange because this 63-year-old bodybuilder said that he believes so much about the gene therapies that you could plug him in with it, and if he dies, you'll know it's tainted. And
well,
so he took it and he died.
Yeah, those of you who think the vaccine kills people can use me as a test. If I die, you were right. Okay, well, there you go, buddy. There you go.
There's your sign, to quote Bill Engvall.
Oh, I love this. This is kind of funny. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I'm sure he would be better off with the gene therapy, because it would have been much worse if he didn't get it.
Oh my gosh, you're right. It would be. I have enough confidence in the vaccine based on my research. What research? What did you do? Read some stuff from the CDC. Are from Merck. Our Pfizer.
Well, he wished that it was good, so therefore he knows, because he knows Dr. Fraudy can do no wrong.
Well, and I know he's going to resign, and he's going to, I'm pretty sure somebody's got a really nice heat lamp and a rock for him to go crawl on.
So I want to show you the latest Broccoli Man, and then I might show you a different one after.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay. All right. Okay, I am, well, let me see. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
I guess we're both ready for this. I had to make mine quiet.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. So we'll count it down. So 3,
okay.
2, 1, action.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another debate. We are joined today by one of the biggest extremists of all time. He is a stupid cisgender male that is not smart enough to understand that men can get pregnant and that having peace on Earth and not having a nuclear war is somehow better for the environment. He's also against drag queen story time and unfairly arrests minor attracted persons. He also...
Hey, can we move on already instead of you trying to prove you are better than me?
You look here a little busy. You are going to zip it? Zip it good. You are going to let my host Martha say everything bad you ever done in your life. The public needs to know you bees is a domestic terrorist threat.
Thank you, Wiretap. Anyway, this total imbecile refuses to buy GMO food like the rest of us 99%, and he also voted for Trump like a total fool, and he refuses to wear scams or get any gene therapies. Please, let's all shun together, Broccoli Man. I said, do not out-bad him. You should only be that fool. He needs to be shamed.
Thank you, audience.
You best close that front door or we will have the local police shoot you dead. Anyway, we have the sponsor of our debate, the head of Lysenike Pharmacia Dickles. He is the person responsible for everyone getting all their gene therapies. We have G-Lob Bullist and one of the greatest superheroes of all time, the Wiretap.
All of you who are booing, we will be stripping you of your dungarees in just a moment. You all will be taken to a FEMA camp that does not exist.
Thank you for having us, Martha. I just hope you can keep that yacht silenced during this debate. We do not need him educating the public or hurting our crime syndicate.
If that is the case, then why is it Lysenike did zero testing on the COVID gene therapies? These gene therapies killed millions of people and you don't even care.
Hey something ducker for real. You need to shut that soup hole right this instant. How about you show us those kumquats right this instant, right here, right now, green dude?
Everyone that has gotten the juice is getting blood clots, myocarditis, and death. Plus they are getting COVID now all the time.
Hey Biznich, you need to stop showing the world you are a racist dolt and get your gene therapies. It is perfectly normal for everyone to have blood clots, death, and heart attack, tack, 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 dog.
Of course, we did not want to test the COVID gene therapies before giving them to the public. If we did, they would not have been approved. If they did not get approved, then we would not have made records profits. Also, we need to exterminate as much of you 99% fast budgets and useless eaters so we can cotter the earth without you eating our food and using our resources.
Broccoli Man, why are you so insistent on fighting for the 99%? The 1% do not care about them. They do not care about you. The 99% are just fools who are trained seals to do what the 1% says.
Correct, Martha. That is why we can get them to vote Democrat. Even if Governor Shehadzak says if you vote for him he will kill you, they will still vote for Shehadzak because he is a Democrat. All you should care about is which former president sends me a tweet.
That green dude is also against me diddling children and doing drag queen story times. He will not even go on a date with me. I even offered to drive him in my 1993 Geo Metro.
You are creepy AF and all I want to do is arrest you. Child traffickers and people that go to Epstein's Island will have spending eternity with Satan. I will always stand up for our kids.
Now, Broccoli Man, you are being way too extreme. People who are minor attracted persons are great people who influence our society. No one cares if they'd like to spend time with our youth. People like that coach from Penn State have been unfairly targeted. Great anti-American patriots like John Fetterwoman are helping us stand up against America.
You mean the guy that thinks the Eagles are better than the Eagles?
And the Eagles are so much better than the Eagles! No, no.
Why are you still cisgender, Broccoli Man? Even Madonna says they are gay now. You need to get with the trends. You also need some pronouns. What are your pronouns?
My pronouns are bleep/you.
Not funny, green dude. Not even a little bit. Just for that poor choice of words says, you must remove said dungarees right away so we can get anal swabbed up in the cavity. We need to make sure you're not hiding any R15s, any meat cleavers, or any gas-powered automobiles inside your junk.
How would anyone be able to hide a car inside their junk?
Don't you back us, me Republican. We know you Republicans like to do things to prove you are a domestic terrorist.
Martha, do you have a taser? We need to shut that green yutz up. If anyone hears this, they might believe him. We need to spread our agenda and fake news so we do not get arrested.
Broccoli Man, why is it you are against Brandon's great economy? Every Democrat in charge says this economy is the best it has been in almost 100 years.
Are you serious? The price of gas has tripled. The inflation rate is worse than in the 1970s. We are wasting billions every single week going to the Ukraine. The government is having runaway spending. Plus all of you are begging for a nuclear war.
Of course we need a war, green dude. We need to remove all of your 99% fools from this earth.
Mr. Broccoli, we would appreciate it so much if you would just go to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. We need to get everyone a microchip so we can make sure Earth's population never goes above 500 million for any reason. We can detonate anyone's chip that we like so we can never lose control or power over whomever is left. Your death would be the greatest thing to this Earth.
I agree. Why does Broccoli Man want to live in the past and not let Gelobos run the Earth?
Because I believe in freedom and I am not a child diddling thug like you all.
Green dude, that outburst was uncalled for. Now you are definitely going to that FEMA camp right after this show. Even though they do not exist. Now you need to be strip searched right this instant so I can get a look-see at said junk.
Okay, that is all the time we have tonight. Thank you everyone for coming. Please support Lysenica Pharmacia Dickles and get the latest gene therapies. And if you get myocarditis or a blood clot, just remember it is still much better than if you did not get your gene therapy. Tell your extremist friends it is no big deal if you die after getting your gene therapy and it is just a coincidence.
Why are we not asking about how many heart attacks G. Lobalist had or how many times he got COVIDs?
Look ye ups, I received all 59 boosters. I had only 23 heart attacks and got COVID only 49 times. It would have been much worse if I did not get this juice.
I think that is hashtag fake news. I never got any juice and have never ever had COVIDs or myocarditis.
What do you want, sir? A cookie? A parade in your honor? A kiss on the lips, green dude?
No. I just want all of you arrested for crimes against humanity. And for everyone else to listen to Proof Negative on FreedomizerRadio.com weeknight.
You buy as niche a buzzkill, and are something lucker for real. We are not going to tell people about FreedomizerRadio.com or the Proof Negative radio show. We need to establish a one world government without you waking up the sleeping trained seals. Now if we can end this debate, I have a pizza napkin in the wall and a hot dog to attend to at that pizza place.
Alright, so that's done.
Oh, good. Very good. Very good.
I hope it was okay.
I think so.
Yeah, something I tried to do on there just didn't work the way I was hoping.
Well, you know,
do you know the Billy, are you a Billy Joel fan at all?
Not really.
All right. Because there's a song called Moving Out. I don't know if you know it or not, but I tried to reference it on there, and it didn't come out the way I wanted it to. But that's okay.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's some that are just so ridiculously hilarious that, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Let me ask you, though, what is your favorite Broccoli Man of all time?
Trying to think. I think it's one, he uses a song quote, and it's absolutely hilarious, and it almost doesn't make sense. And I'm trying to remember which one that is. I need to go back and watch them all. It feels like it's been a lifetime since I've been back in this world. You know, I've kind of been away. And I don't mind talking about being away and what was going on.
When
you know,
the wiretap tried to get Broccoli Man to show him his monkey.
This is so funny. Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know if it was one of them or something else.
I think so. And what else? I'm trying to remember. He says something. He quotes a song. And Broccoli Man, that really doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to figure that out then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen the Mondegreen ones?
I don't think so. You know, I've really been kind of out of,
all right,
out of the
well,
world.
I'm not going to spend all night on this, but I'll show you both the Mondegreens.
Okay.
And then we'll move on. So this is the second one, actually. So the first one we'll do last. But
okay.
If you're ready for this one, I'll go ahead and get it ready.
Yes. Okay.
Do you know what a mondegreen is?
No.
It's a misheard song lyric.
I don't. Oh, I love that. This is going to be hilarious.
All right. So the second one we'll do first. The first one we'll do second.
Okay.
So when you're ready. You're ready? Okay. So
yeah,
we'll count
I'm
down.
Ready.
So 3, 2, 1, action.
Not green, dude. It's time I bring you to the Gene Therapy Center once and for all. We need to deal with the cause even this instant. You are supporting Magan or Brandon or Governor Shiratzak. Maybe if you get a dose against COVID and Moneypox, you'll perhaps be more compliant.
I will never ever in my life ever support Brandon, any of the squad, or Governor Shiratzak. They offer nothing except communism.
Exactly, green dude. We support hardcore communism. Most people do not care so long as they have no Trump as president. Them dolts and nincompoops who rather eat bugs and go to the FEMA camps than have Trump as president again, sir. And FEMA camps definitely do not exist. If you think that a FEMA camp may one day be built, you are a conspiracy theorist and we will take you to the FEMA camp.
Well, I ain't interested. And also I ain't never scared. You can try to get me to take those death shots, but I'm not trying to hear that mess.
Oh. Come on, green dude. You act your ish don't stink. I am like Sweeney Gums when she sings I'm farting carrots. I'm farting carrots. I would be so honored to be in a carrot field with you.
That's not the song. She is singing about being 14 carrots and in jewelry. Not 14 carats as in something you put up your bunghole.
Now you look here, you little biznitch.
You are going to leave what I do in my 1993 Geo Metro while studying pictures of junk out of this discussion. I'm positive Selene Williams is singing about farting carrots. Now let's go to that FEMA camp that does not exist.
Well, let me show you the door to this office. It is exactly right behind you. Please move in that direction.
Ha ha, green dude. Very funny. Now let's get you to the vaccination center right this instant. Today if you get a gene therapy, they will provide a free ice cream cone for every gene therapy you have injected. Even if you pass away, they will still honor your free ice cream cones. Just like the great rapper Missy Elliott sang in 2002, come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Come get your free cone. Get your free cone.
Okay, now I know you are joking with me.
There is no joke here, green dude. I am serious. Moneypox is a bad, bad virus, sir. You do not want moneypox. Someone died from moneypox once a few months ago. A few children and even a dog got moneypox from sexual encounters, sir. Even the CEO of Liesnick had another heart attack yesterday after receiving another booster, which is a complete coincidence. He has had 53 gene therapies so far. He has only had 12 heart attacks and has had COVID only 41 times since getting his first booster. Just imagine how worse it would be if he did not get the juice.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds a coincidence. I have had zero gene therapies. Which means I had zero heart attacks and have had COVIDs exactly zero times as well.
Well, that's the problem, green dude. You racists only think about yourselves. That's why you are too extreme, green dude.
Please explain to me how not wanting to get sick and die from a gene therapy means I hate other people. Especially when even the CDC means that people without gene therapies are not getting sick and are not a threat to others.
Do you think I bloody care about what the CDC has to say? I only care about what Geolobalist, Serge Gross and Gilbates say, sir. If them says you bees is a domestic terrorist threat for whatever reason, then you bees is a domestic terrorist threat.
Okay. So you are telling me you have no mind of your own and only do what globalists say?
Precisely, green dude. By the way, is that air conditioning I am feeling? I am feeling a bit nippy up in this something that car.
Yes. We keep the air 80 degrees. I doubt it is cold in here.
Guess what, green dude? We banned air conditioning. Soon your office will be paying to remove your air conditioner, sir. We must take away every advantage that humans have had since the 1400s so we can bring feudalism back. We are the 1% and deserve every bit of today's comfort of living. You 99% never do rights and cisgendered humans will get the wrath of the 1% until we can legally bring all your to those FEMA camps. That do not exist.
What makes you think you can bring 7 billion people across Earth into FEMA camps?
Who bloody told you that FEMA camps exist? Now because you falsely accused us of having FEMA camps, we must right away bring you to the local FEMA camp in this county. Now it's time to remove those dungarees and show me some delicious kumquats.
Hey, that's great. Well, nice seeing you again. Let me call security and have them carry you out of the building.
Okay, I have an idea. We can instead go to the library. There will be a drag queen story time today. You can go as my date and you can help me round up all the hot dog maps and pizza napkins so we can diddle some new childrens. I sure could go for some walnuts today. We are having a barbecue today in front of the library as we read on the latest episode of Play Dude and Play Non Binary. You will have to bring your own plastic bags to the barbecue though.
Why would I want to go to a drag queen story time? And why would I bring bags with me?
You want to go because I am making the demand, sir. You are bringing plastic bags because I know HIV is green, dude. Just like Paul Young sang in the 1980s, every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Don't go against Paul Young, sir.
Oh dear. Yes. Well, that's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be a yeah for me, dog. Today we're dressing up like that Canadian wood shop teacher with size 150 triple Z boobs. If the childrens want a candy, they have to show us something and then we provide like it is Halloween. Then we provide them with a trick. They are even bringing food and for us to do tricks on.
I can show you something right now. It's called a door.
Governor Shiratzak will even be there, sir. Since he is not debating anyone on his campaign, he is available for drag queen story time. Remember, he did us a solid and required all schools to put tampon vending machines in the men's restrooms. He is going to win re-election, green dude.
That loser has a 19% approval rating and all his campaign pictures are with Brandon. Brandon is the most hated and most inept president ever. Why can't the governor debate his opponent like every other time?
Because, sir, he is a Democrat. Democrats do not have to debate. Either you want him to win re-election, or you need to have us call you out publicly for being a racist, a sexist, a genderist, a homophobe, a pedophobe, a bestiality phobe, and a domestic terrorist threat. We are better people than Republicans. We just have to say we hate Trump so the masses will vote for us.
If your ideas are so great, then why would you not want to talk to your people and debate your opponents? Are you scared that people do not want to give up their property and live in a FEMA camp? So every Democrat candidate hides in their basement until the feds can print up enough votes by a Chinese printing firm to make sure you win?
That tears it now, green dude. You're not going to spill a playbook out to all those dolts and bandy wastes out there. Plus you again cited that you have knowledge of said FEMA camp. Now I am detaining you. I am personally going to redo your rights. You will come here with your pants down. Anything you say can and will be twisted in a court of law to make sure we secure a guilty plea. If you have an attorney, you will not be using them. Instead, we have our own appointed attorneys who will also help in said guilty plea. Do you understand?
Looks like I am going to have to deal with the wiretap right now. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and press listen live to keep up to date on all the anti-New World Order news. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and a lot of news you need to know about to help fight globalists. freedomizerradio.com.
Now you need to zip it. Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Do you understand me, you little busy? Just for that outburst about freedomizerradio.com, I am now going to have a visual thorough inspection of your junk. For all we know, you could be hiding a hunting rifle and machete, or an air conditioner inside your junk. You thinks you bees is a comedian, green dude, but I will get the last laugh today. I am going to now inspect this junk and you will be required to accompany me at the drag queen story time right this instant. I am going to roast those walnuts and chestnuts on that open fire today.
Alright, so that was another episode. Did I lose you? I think Leslie might be taking a break. Are you back? Okay. I don't know if you're back. There you are.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm using my phone as a hotspot.
All right. Do you need me to take a break?
No, I think I'm fine. I just stepped out of the room I was in.
Okay. Well, sorry if I bored you with that episode.
You most certainly did not. I definitely read left some feedback.
Okay. You left feedback.
Yeah. Well, I said it's awesome. You know.
Oh, okay. See, I don't think anybody got the Missy Elliott reference with "Come Get Your Freak On."
I did. That was hilarious.
All right. Well, let's get the last one out of the way here. So.
Okay.
And we got a bunch of other news to go over as well.
I think that would be good.
I guess sometime over the next week or so, I have to see if my parlor is still open.
Yeah, because, well, I'm
all right.
Okay. I thought that was hilarious. I got the reference.
Which one?
The Missy Elliott.
Oh.
Reference.
Well, there's some people that have, I don't want to brag about this episode because it's not like that, but a few people have said this is their favorite.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So this one's the original Mondo Green.
Okay.
So you ready?
It's pulling it up. And yes.
All right. So we'll count down. So 3, 2, 1. Action.
Hold it right there, green dude. You'll have a change in your plans today, green dude. You're now under arrest, sir.
Why are you bothering me today?
Shut up, Biasnitch. You'll only do as I say. I heard you were spreading misinformation regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. You are highly upset about having to pay for someone else's student loans. Have you no shame, sir? We believe in higher education out here on these mean streets. Instead, you are only wanting Trump's mean tweets. Why in the bleep do you still support MAGA?
Look, I did not force you to go to school. You made a decision on where to go to college and how much it cost. You need to learn how to pay your own bills. I went to a trade school. They paid me to learn instead of getting into debt.
I thought you were a Christian, green dude. If you were a Christian, you would know you have to pay everyone else's debt. Your leader dumb did get up on the cross and pay your debt. The least you can do is be a man and pay for my college debt, sir.
Why can't you be your own man and pay your own debt?
Hey, Biasnitch. Didn't I just tell you to zip it? Zip it good. Just for that unnecessary outburst that I am now going to make you go through the TSA naked body scanner. We are finna find out right now, green dude, if your carpet matches the drapes.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later. I have to go back to work.
Ha ha, green dude. You thinks you bees is walking away without letting see those delicious kumquats.
After I get you into the TSA body scanner and verify your kumquats, we will get in my 1993 Geo Metro and bring you to Geolobalist Lair. We can listen to my favorite Elton John song, Tony Danza.
Elton John never sang a song about Tony Danza. You are thinking about Tiny Dancer.
That is not the song, Green Dude. He specifically says in the song, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. I would so love Tony Danza to give me a great big hug and be my boss.
The song was made in the early 1970s. Tony Danza was not even a well-known actor until about seven years later. How could he have sang about him? You are getting your facts mixed up.
You are the one spreading misinformation all the days and arresting minor attracted persons. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. How many bloody times are you going to tell people to look at Hunter Biden's laptop? It is far more important to get you nincompoops and incontinent dolts to worry more about Trump's mean tweets. No one bloody cares that the big guy and his son diddle children's green dude.
No normal human being wants to ever hear that diddling children is okay. I even arrested you for that before.
There is no shame in letting me see your Mr. Johnson, sir. Just like Bon Jovi said in Living on a Prayer. It doesn't matter if we are naked or not. We got each other and that's no lie.
Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even get your song lyrics right. Okay, I gotta go back to work.
I have not released you from my custody. You ain't going nowhere, a little busy. The only place I would allow you is the restroom. Just like Creedence Clearwater Revival sang, I see a bathroom rising. There's the restroom on the right. We can even go together, green dude, and see who is the shortest straw.
I just need to go get out of my way so I can patrol these streets for child predators like yourself. Do you need me to arrest you again?
Just for that poor choice of words, I am now going to take you to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. I am finna treat you like man for man, green dude. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, I am the ruler of the night. Now we bees finna get that COVID gene therapy and your moneypox vaccine in the kadunkadunk-dunk. You need to get your gene therapies and have heart attacks just like we all do, sir.
Look, I'd rather be healthy than be cool. I take my health far too seriously to get those mRNA ingredients into my body.
Sir, if you want to get with me, you are going to need your gene therapy. You also will be able to get COVID just like the rest of us. Even Geolobalist got COVID after getting a gene therapy. And he is the CEO of Lysnica. Besides, even your criminal president that we raided at Mar-a-Lago to get attention off of us is proud of getting all your or something that cares into those gene therapies.
I do not blindly follow leaders into a slaughterhouse like you try to do.
You just told me the wrong kinds of words, says Green Dude. I'm now going to get those dungarees off you right this instant. Even if I have to do it myself. For all I know, you might have an R15, a meat cleaver, or a King James Bible inside your junk. I am so finna do a thorough crackdown on those cavities right now, Green Dude. A large crackdown, sir. I am also going to need you to bend over so I can have a look-see at your anal cavity. I am hereby required to swab your anal region with a 3-foot cotton swab. We are checking for COVID.
Please. Educate yourselves out there. Do not let globalists tell you what to believe in.
You take that back, green dude. You dolts, fuss budgets and something duckers need to not educate yourselves out there. You must let globalists tell you what to believe in. We need to get Earth's population to under 500 million and get everyone their microchips.
Anyway, educate yourself. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of information you need to be aware of. Do not put a scam on your face and play Russian roulette with your body. Research everything. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you tell the 99% to not listen to me? We need to eliminate the population so we can globally dominate. You are not helping our crime syndicate, Green Dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for crossing me and G. Globalist.
The New World Order can kiss my... We will defeat you and Satan's minions. We work for God.
All right, I hope that one was okay.
That one's hilarious. I watched that one. I've already watched that one. And wow. It's pretty funny. I was thinking about that one not too long ago where he was saying, hold me closer, Tony Danza. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I mean, yes, that's a good episode. I think that one's my favorite episode, too.
All right, so let's see what else we want to get into. There's a J.P. Sears video I want to show you.
Oh, awesome.
Let me see if it's up here. Yeah, good. Okay, so this one he called... This is the genius behind PayPal.
All right. We're making billions of dollars, and that's still not enough. We need to figure out how we can make even more money from our users. You mean even more money than we already charge for transactions? Yes. We're just making peanuts. We need to find a way to massively spike our profits by asserting more control over our users as people. Well, that'll be tough to think of in a way that's ethical. I've got an idea. Yes, Cletus. What is it? Well, what if we treat our users like they're criminals? I like where you're going with this. Say more. Yeah, like what if we fine our users $2,500? Fine them for what? We fine them $2,500 anytime they speak misinformation. And who determines what this misinformation is? We do. I like it. Well, even if we fine them, sir, no one's going to just willingly pay us for a fine like that. They won't have to. We take it from them by directly debiting their accounts because we hold all their money. What do the numbers on this look like? I don't think that's a good idea. Silence! Cletus, what do our projections on this look like? Well, we have 429 million users, and we determine what misinformation is based on the working definition of misinformation is anything we disagree with. Then we correlate that with a statistical analysis we ran of how many people will eventually say something that we disagree with, and we find that's all of them. Then we take all of them, our 429 million users, and multiply that by the misinformation fine / take of $2,500, and that equals $1,072,500,000,000 in new revenue. That is amazing. Are there any downsides to this policy? None that I've been able to think of. Exactly. No downsides at all. I think this is a bad idea. Put this out of the new terms of service immediately. Sure thing, boss. Okay, so it turns out there was a downside we didn't think of.
Really? What's that?
We're getting major backlash. People don't like the policy.
Who cares what people like? This is amazing for us. We ran the numbers.
Excellent point, sir. But we're hemorrhaging users. People are closing their accounts left and right, no longer using PayPal.
Who told these people they could just stop using PayPal? They can't just do that.
They actually can.
I didn't know they could just do that. Well, they need to stop it because I don't like that they're doing that. But they are. It looks like this new scheme to make us a lot more money by serving our users much better with this new policy could end up costing us a lot if we don't act fast. All right. We need to backtrack fast. We need a statement that's going to win back the trust of our users and keep them on the platform. Cletus, any ideas?
Yeah, we could just tell people we did it by accident.
That's brilliant. They'll definitely go for that. I don't think they will. How would that sound?
I've already written up our statement, sir. PayPal is not fining people for misinformation, and this language was never intended to be inserted in our policy. We're sorry for the confusion this has caused.
That's perfect. Did you write that in crayon? Publish it! Well, have we fully recovered yet?
It looks like our statement didn't exactly work, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, things have gotten even worse. We've lost $6 billion in market cap.
How could that be? We told these morons we didn't mean to do the thing that we deliberately did.
Yeah, but it's almost like they somehow just know. They're still leaving the platform in droves because they know what we're about.
I can't believe our statement didn't work. We're powerful big tech, and our users are just moronic people.
Another great point, sir. But it looks like when people unite, they're seemingly more powerful than we are.
Enough of your kumbaya hippie bullshit. Losing $6 billion in market cap almost overnight? We need a new strategy to boost our revenue and fast.
We could fine people for trying to leave the platform.
Say more about that. I would like to let you know I'm bringing my live stand-up.
All right, so we didn't get to discuss that. I've discussed it a few times, but as far as PayPal, I don't know anybody that believes them that they put that out in error and that wasn't meant to be on there.
Yeah, I don't think it was erroneous either. I know a lot of people just closed their account, and the stock the stock tanked.
Yeah, I guess they felt comfortable in the fact that they could play the Mark of the Beast role right now, and you have to do what big tech says or else you're not allowed to have money. Which is the same thing as like Kanye West getting banned from Chase Bank because of his policies.
And that's a little excessive. You know, it sure is getting them a lot of publicity. So, and this is not good publicity. I mean, we're getting a taste of social credit scores.
Yes.
And,
just social credit scores, but Mark of the Beast, because you have to do what they say or else you can't buy and sell.
Exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And
well, the thing is that if we put up with it, if we allowed this to happen, and PayPal was able to do this, then they would be able to go even further. They only go as far as we let them.
Well, and you know, I see that next year is 2023, and next year is going to be it's going to be the beginning of the. It's like we're going to get to see. It's like a dissolution, you know, where,
okay.
You know, the illusions that we've been told and what we've been taught. There's going to be an honesty going on. We have quite a few solar eclipses coming up. Look at his teeth.
I would like to go more into this here, but I need a couple minutes, and I got a Tucker Carlson clip I'll play, and then we can get into it.
Okay, that sounds fabulous.
So you're not going to believe this one. In North Carolina, somebody over the weekend got arrested, or Friday, he got arrested for not wearing a scam to a courtroom. That there's no scam mandates or anything, but the judge decided that because he wasn't wearing a scam, that he needed to spend a day in jail. So I want to let you hear this story.
Oh, my gosh.
In many parts of the United States, masks still serve a purpose. They give the government an excuse to punish people for no reason whatsoever and to sort the obedient from the disobedient. That just happened to one man in Harnett County, North Carolina. The man's name is Gregory Hahn. He showed up for jury duty in a mask-optional courthouse. When he got there, since it was optional, he said, "I don't really want to wear a mask." So in response to this, the judge, a man called Charles Winston Gilchrist, threw Gregory Hahn in jail. Now, we would assume this be a made-up story, except it's not, because Gregory Hahn is joining us now. Mr. Hahn, thank you very much for coming on. Did we misstate that? It was a mask optional courthouse. You opted not to wear a mask, and you went up in jail. How'd that happen?
That's correct, and some of my family thought it was a joke, too, when I sent the article to them. I never thought I would serve up to jury duty and end up behind bars, so it happened. There was no warning or requirements going into the courthouse. There was no mask mandate statewide, no mask mandate in Harnett County. Everyone walked in. There was 98 of us, and we were all in this jury assembly room, and we were told that masks are required per the judge. Now, we were in there for about 20 to 30 minutes, shoulder to shoulder, with three-quarters of us not wearing masks. So the virus, if there was virus out there, contaminated us anyway. So I was called, when they called roll call, I made eye contact with the clerk, and she said, I need you to just come over here for not wearing the mask. So they isolated me from the courtroom, sat there until the bailiff got me, escorted me outside out of the courthouse, and I said, "What's going on?" She goes, "Apparently the judge wants to talk to you." I'm like, "Okay." So she brings me upstairs to the courtroom where the judge was having a case, residing a case already, doors open, motioned in. There's about 50 to 75 people in there. And I'm being told to stand before the judge. The judge then says, "Mr. Hahn, I understand that you don't want to wear a mask." And I said, "That's correct." And he says, "Well, it's my," and he says, "Why don't you want to wear a mask?" And I said the exact same thing I just mentioned. There's no state mandate. The governor lifted it May 4th. There's no signs in the courthouse that you have to wear a mask. There's nothing. And he goes, "Well, it's my court, and I'm going to order you a mask, order you to wear a mask. And are you refusing my order?" And I said, "Yes, sir, I am." And he goes, "Do you know what the consequences are?" I proceeded to ask the questions like, what's the consequences for not wearing a mask? And he goes, "No, for contempt." I'm like, "No, I don't know what the punishment is." And he goes, "Well, $500 fine, up to 30 days in jail." Now my mouth is speaking before my mind really kind of wrapped my head around what I was going to say. And I said, "I'm not going to wear a mask." And he goes, "24 hours in the Harnett County Jail."
You know, you would have been better just selling fentanyl to children, because that's now allowed. Can I just get, I mean, I know nothing about you. We've never met. I literally know nothing about you, but I can tell just by looking at you, you're probably not a Biden voter. And my guess is, I'm just guessing here. My guess is that the judge could feel that too. Do you think they may have had something to do with it? You're not obedient.
I had a feeling, yes, there was some definitely bias there. And I don't think the judge actually was prepared for me to say, "No, I'm still not wearing a mask," after he told me what the punishment was. So he had to go forward with his decision.
The judge sounds like a complete lunatic who I hope is taken off the bench soon. But what was jail like?
It was the worst 24 hours of my life. I was refused to make a phone call to my minor child who was home. I asked to be excused since I wasn't even selected for jury duty yet. It was still orientation. He could have exempted me. There was 98 people that showed up for jury duty. And I thought I was just going to be in a holding cell for 24 hours. No big deal. Still have my jeans on, my shirt. And after a while, I realized as 6 o'clock comes by, I'm like, okay, I got motioned in, got changed to an orange uniform, got a roll of toilet paper, toothpaste, towel, grab a mat, come with me, and I'm walking with inmates to a cell that I have no idea what this guy's in for, and I was there for about 2 to 3 hours, in one cell, and then they called around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. I couldn't tell what time it was because I had no idea, but I went past the guard shack, and they're watching Monday Night Football, so I had an idea it was around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then they put me in isolation until 2 o'clock the next day.
Tucker, if I
can say one thing, one of the scenarios that I keep thinking about that I wish would have happened, it just took one person to make a stand, and no one else joined me. I wish there was a movie scene where more than, like, maybe five people stood up and joined me.
Yeah.
It's hard doing the right things. And I told my kids, you know what, always stand up for what you believe in. Don't be bullied.
That's right.
And stand up for what you believe in and be what's right.
Well, no one's ever going to stand up with you the first time, and that's the point. That's why it's so important for one brave man to stand up and assert his dignity as a man and refuse to obey. And I'm grateful that you did, despite the price that you paid. Gregory Hahn, thank you, and thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so it's still going on in October 2022.
It's unbelievable. Oh, my gosh. It seems like he should be able to sue.
Yeah, so it's not the entire courtroom. It's just that one judge. So if that judge wants to be a radical leftist, he can.
Wow. Just wow. That just seems so excessive. I don't even understand why. It makes no sense.
They do it because they can?
Yeah. That's just so excessive.
I'm trying to find you a story that I wanted to share, but I thought I uploaded a clip, but I'll just tell you about it.
Okay.
Do you remember that Waukesha, Wisconsin guy that drove a car into a parade? And
yes.
Then they tried to say it was the car. It was the car's fault, not his.
Yes.
So he's in court, and the attorney is asking him questions, and the guy is saying, please don't reference Daryl Brooks because I am not Daryl Brooks. I don't know a Daryl Brooks. And please don't reference him because I do not identify or recognize Daryl Brooks. Dude says that in the courtroom.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking him up.
Yeah, if this works, then everybody's going to say, well, I'm not Leslie Duncan. Please don't tell me that anything about Leslie Duncan. I want to talk about my case.
Oh, wow. Wow. Is he trying to get off on an insanity plea?
He was originally going to try.
Well, you actually kind of have to be insane to do what he just did. But I don't know. People are strange.
So you were talking about 2023.
Yes. So when I look into, I see the 2023 because we're already starting to get some truth right now. And then after we have the truth, you know, we're going to have some truth, some more truth. We're going to find out that everything was, we're still going to have the faithful. But we're going to lose, there's a lot of the faithful that will not be around. I see that we're going to have a period of more transparency, and then we're going to have a lot more deaths. I mean, kids in school, their teachers are going to fall down dead in front of them. Their friends are going to die of heart attacks in the class. It's going to be a really big thing, and it's going to be really sad. But it is, for those of us that are here, it is going to wake a lot of people up, and it is going to make others question, you know, the whole thing, so the childhood schedule, all of it. And I just, you know, I hate that it's come to this. But by the time we have an solar eclipse in 2024, and I don't even know when that day is, but I'm going to look.
Well, there are people that want to, in Congress, that want to draft articles of impeachment for suggesting that we start a nuclear war right away with Russia.
Well, April 8th, 2024.
Okay. And what is that?
That's the next total solar eclipse. This is when I was given, when I had that vision. This is when I was given that things are going to start going the other way. Now, everything has a 7-year span anyway. So in 2027, I mean, everything's going to be brought to light. Of course, Fauci will be dead. But, you know, we're going to see a lot of the people that misled other people. There's going to be people not excited about them at all. So, you know, it's kind of like a hide yourself kind of thing. And, you know, for those that have been damaged, you know, I can say this. I have been standing next to women who have lost their children to SIDS. And their sorrow is so great, but their anger is also great. We're going to have a lot of parents that are angry that participated in this. Very angry that they let their child participate in this.
Well, they're already angry that they're being called domestic terrorists because they went to a school board meeting.
Yes, that's a good point. You know, I think those days
are
really coming to an end.
Are considered domestic terrorist events.
I think those days are coming to an end. I'm really happy about that. We've got a lot. You know, a friend of mine sent a screenshot of someone that she knew that had been found, you know, as just dead in his bed. And she said it was the third one she saw today. And that's what we're seeing a lot of. We're seeing a lot of people that are just not waking up. And that's really frustrating. That's unfortunate. That's sad. That's parents. There's orphans now. And, you know, it was never worth it. But, you know,
do you really think this changes in 2023 though? Because it's like they're trying to push us into a nuclear war, and you have radicals going on TV, leftist, mind you, that are talking about how great it is that we should have a nuclear war. I don't know any hippie in the 60s that thought it would be a great idea to drop nuclear bombs on people.
I don't either, and I think it's a horrible thing. You know, I don't think anyone in the 60s wanted that. You know, and it's frustrating to see how much influence the television can have on people and their decisions.
But hippies have never been pro-war until now. But is it because the Democrats told them to think that?
Well, I mean, Ukraine. I'm anti anything that is suggested or recommended by the news at this point.
Yeah.
You know, it seems that they've got a narrative to push, and you're gonna find the truth in the opposite of whatever narrative they're trying to push.
I just think that at some point, though, maybe I'm just a little too hopeful, but I think, and what if we, Leslie, what if we make it to the top of the hour and then leave an hour early?
Okay, that's perfect, and thank you so much. Thank you for being so awesome with me. It's been a really interesting the last few months have just been hard. And
no secret, Leslie, I was trying to replace you, but nobody was applying.
Well, I mean, there's only one me. But I don't blame you. I really don't blame you. You know, my life just went upside down. You know, one day I'm enjoying time with my kids, and I'm loving every minute of it. I'm in my house, and then the next I'm not, you know, and that's hard. There's just been so much going on, and none of it makes any sense. The state of Texas is a terrible place to live if you are truly a victim of domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is going to be my pet project, and I believe this is where I'm going to take on the state and change some laws, because, you know, there's a lot in this state that makes it easier for the person that is committing the abuse. It makes it easier for them to continue on with it. But if there is any report about it, oh my gosh, there is so many horrible things. CPS doesn't side with the person that's being abused. They will side with the person with the money. There's some things that are going on that are just not right. And a lot of betrayal, and it just it's really hard. This is a really hard journey. And I'm learning a lot of things the hard way about this state. And it's not as great as I thought it was. So, you know, I'm going to have to make this state worth living in. I've got to change some laws. I've got to get some things changed. There's some things that have to be done in this state because, I mean, this is a beautiful state, and we're supposed to be about freedom, but it is absolutely against you if you are a domestic abuse survivor, especially if it's been going on for a long time. So, you know, and I'm having to check with my attorney about what I can say, what I can't say, and what would be used against me in court. It's really, oh, my God, this is hell. You know, this is somebody that I loved. You know, I had children with, and now I don't even get to see my children. So, I mean, I'm just ghosted. You know, it can take a toll, and it did take a toll on me, and it was just a little too much. Someone can only handle so much trauma until they're just not okay, and that's where I was. And if you need to replace me, that's totally fine. I don't mind being a substitute from time to time when somebody can't make it.
We know how it is. If you're not reliable, I got to find somebody. But I don't want to get to that point.
Yeah, I don't either. I like being on. I really do. Right now it's just kind of an adjustment period for me. So.
Yeah.
You know, and it'll all take care of itself.
All right, so let's see, what else do we want to get into today before we get out of here?
Oh, did you ever listen to that video I sent you?
Yeah, but I didn't upload it because I didn't know what it was titled.
Oh, okay. Well, it was, let me make sure. Yeah, I think he was from the U.S. No, he was from Romania. And they, let me look this up.
So here's something that we can discuss.
Okay.
I'll send you a link here.
So this is 5 days ago. Did Moderna test COVID vaccine in 2017? Now, 2017 is the year that I saw this all happening. Before China discovered it, did Moderna test COVID vaccine? Okay. It's a Romanian member of parliament, member of European Parliament. His name is Christian Teres. There have been some allegations by a European member of parliament with regards to the discovery of a virus and concerning vaccines developed by pharmaceutical majors, Pfizer and Moderna. You know, people were getting these vaccines in their dates of manufacture was like 2019, 2018. Romanian MEP Christian Teres, who is also a human rights advocate, made some serious allegations during a hearing in a committee of the European Parliament on October 10. A representative of Pfizer was present in the hearing held by the Special COVID Committee of the European Parliament after Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla refused to testify and answer questions posed by the committee. Bourla was expected to face grilling on how secretive vaccine deals were struck by his company. He pulled out of the appointment after an audit report into the vaccine procurement strategy was released earlier this month. The report has expressed doubts over contact between the Pfizer CEO and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen before a multi-billion euro vaccine contract was inked. Speaking at the EP committee meeting, Teres said he has been left shocked by recent revelations. He said he cannot hide his shock. Nobody answered concrete questions which my colleagues asked. We heard allegations of statements from the representative of Pfizer that they cannot release the contract because they have some interest. But what about the interest of the people? What about their health, he asked further. He's very passionate about this. He said, however, what is shocking is that Teres suggested Pfizer possibly knew about the COVID-19 virus before the rest of the world came to know about it. Has Pfizer had access to this coronavirus before December 2019 when we knew about it? The whole world found about it in December 2019. On January 11th, 2020, the Chinese government published genetic data of this virus. And in the data that Pfizer submitted to the European Medicines Agency in order to receive marketing authorization, they provide data showing they tested the medical product on January 14th, 2020. How is it possible that in 3 days after the whole world found out about the genetic data of this virus, that this company already tested the vaccine in mice?
Well, but they said they didn't do any human testing because if they did, then they wouldn't have gotten approved.
Right. Well, of course they wouldn't have gotten approved. And they did do human testing. And a lot of the people that allowed it are regretting it.
And they're still trying to push it out there.
Oh, of course they are.
I guess they're just hoping that people don't follow the news, because if you follow any news, then you're not going to want it. So they're just trying to capitalize.
Yeah.
Hey, Leslie, we can go ahead and end the show now. I know you're tired, and I keep running to the bathroom. So
okay,
I'll go ahead and close it down here.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on. And
yeah, and I know you're not in one of your favorite spots right now either, so I get it.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well,
we'll
have to talk sometime not on the air.
Well, it's just important to keep hope alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'll close it down.
Okay.
So, Leslie, thank you for being here. Everybody else, please support
thank
the other
you.
Shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show, but I'll be back tomorrow at regular time. Hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Boots.